Hey everyone, you're listening to Danny's Diary, a podcast powered by Singing News. Our guest today, Kenna Turner-West, and if you do not know Kenna, over the next few minutes you are going to find out way more than you ever expected. Kenna, let's talk about your heritage in the world of Southern gospel music. You are not a newcomer to this genre.
You know, I'm kind of fortunate. I grew up backstage at all concerts. I have memories of going to Bonifay, those big sing-ins, and NQC when it was in Nashville. My dad sang for many years with the Blackwood Brothers. He's a bass singer, Ken Turner. He's 80-something, and he still sings nearly every weekend, and he still can sing off the piano. I'm real proud of him.
And he is a bona fide comedian.
He got a funny bone.
He's one of those very well-rounded individuals who can do anything that he puts his mind to and do it well. And I think his daughter is following in his footsteps because you write a column for Singing News every month. You write songs that have done very well. You are currently working on an advanced degree. We'll talk about that in just a few moments. And on top of that, you just like to get out and enjoy life. I've never seen you without a smile on your face.
Oh, that's sweet.
So let's talk about what you are doing in the world of Singing News. Tell us a little bit about your column.
Well, I'm so excited. I've written covers for you guys for a long time, maybe a decade off and on. But to write a song, it's called On the Shoulders of Giants. And so it takes 1 month. We look at songwriters from yesteryear, if you will, 10, 20 years ago even, whose music has spoken to me and my friends and a generation of fans, and especially from the songwriter's perspective, but also to talk to and about the people who are writing the songs that fill our Singing News chart like every month, and their perspective on writing, what got them to writing, what inspires them. It's the backstory. And for me, I try to find something that's either devotional in what they say or educational as a writer and kind of focus on that. So my very first one was on Neil Enloe of the Couriers. And I love him so much. And as a kid, I'm 54. Now, I don't say that out loud normally. But it will explain why if there's like some kind of technical difficulty that happens simultaneously with a hot flash. But I've known him my
whole
life.
Then.
There we go. But I've known him my whole life, and his songs are so meaningful to me. And the up-and-coming columns, I don't want to say too much of who all's coming, but it's heroes of mine, and many of whom are my best friends that I write with every week.
All right. You know, I've always heard that everyone is influenced by someone,
yeah.
And you are living out the influences of the very people that you are featuring in your column, and it's showing up in the world of radio today. Let's talk a little bit about some of the songs that the average listener would be familiar with, but do not realize that you had a hand in writing. Just run down a list of some of those.
I'm very fortunate to have been a co-writer on a song called Say Amen by Brian Free. It's maybe one of the biggest songs of my career as a writer. Calvary's Cry by him, Nothing But Love. Had a Revival by Karen Peck. I wrote that with her and Don Portress, my worship leader. Everybody's Going Through Something. I Am Blessed. Small Town Someone. I'm trying to go through my list of songs. Right now, Even Me by Triumphant is a single. Let's see. Lord Knows by Old Paths is out. I'm trying to think of what all. There's so many, Danny. I'll be honest, it's sort of a blur.
But that's a good thing.
Yes, it is. And the Kingsmen song right now, Victory Shout, is one that we wrote. And I'm half Baptist and half Church of God, which means I know when to holler and when to be quiet. So
well, there you go.
So that influences a lot of the songs, and I like that.
So of all the songs that you have written, and I know this is going to be like trying to pick your favorite child, but do you have a song that is in your catalog that you go back to and say, you know what, that may be my favorite?
You know, I have a few that stand out. And I think, how do I say this without saying too much? My son has some health issues, and he's had, I don't usually talk about these things, and now this is going to be out there forever, but he's had 19 surgeries and procedures and stuff. And he's a great kid. He's working really hard at his PhD. But he's just had to really fight for it. And God has been so good to him and our family, really. And but one day he said to me, we were talking about his health when he was a teenager, and he was coming to terms with some of the things that will never happen in his life, Danny. And so I remember saying to him, as I was walking out to a co-write, I said to him, at least this isn't something that would take you from me. And I just remember crying, saying that to him. And I walked into a co-write, and I was telling my two co-writers that very thing. And we turned around and wrote a song. Instead of, we turned it as if God was saying it to us. And it says, it's God saying, I know you feel small and forgotten, but there's nothing that you're going through that has escaped my eye. And there's no depth, no height. Even in the dark of night, right here beside you is where I'll be, and nothing can take you from me. That's the name of it, and Wes Hampton cut it. It's probably the most sentimental to me.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a single, but it is when you live out life at 9 o'clock in the morning, and when you walk into a co-write at 10, whatever the Lord is doing in your life or what you're walking through is usually what you write about. My story is in probably every song I write.
Yeah. You know, life experience is gospel music's best friend.
Yeah.
It really is.
I think when I can write a song with my friends, that is as I just said, excuse me, or my story or where I'm living, even me that's out right now, I grew up around the church, Danny. I didn't grow up in church, but I grew up around the church. And I didn't come to a saving knowledge of Christ till I was 18 and in college. So when that song, Even Me, says, I heard it all my life. I even had it memorized, but it was only words to me. I mean that. That's my story, but it's everybody's story, mm-hmm. I think, if you come to Christ, not as a kid. But I learned John 3:16 in the second grade and said it in school when you could say that in school.
Right.
But I didn't know that Jesus died for my sin. I didn't get that till I was 18.
Well, the best part is you did.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
You did. This episode of the Danny's Diary podcast is sponsored by IMC Concerts, the premier concert and event promotions company for the very best in gospel music. Make your plans now to attend IMC's Branson Praise Fest event. It's held every March in the heart of the world-renowned entertainment and vacation destination known as Branson, Missouri. Branson Praise Fest features your favorite gospel music artists, including Legacy 5, Greater Vision, the Booth Brothers, the Collingsworth Family, Cana's Voice, Triumphant Quartet, and many more. For more information and to purchase your tickets for this exciting event, visit www.bransonpraisefest.com or call 800-965-9324. Thanks to our good friends at IMC Concerts for sponsoring this episode of the Danny's Diary podcast. You mentioned that your son's working on his PhD, uh-huh. but you are also meandering through the educational system right now. Tell us what you're up to.
Well, besides writing songs 5 days a week, or sometimes four, because I still go out and travel and speak on Saturday, sing on Sunday, fly back home, I also am working on a master's in theological studies. And it's interesting because, again, my son is really smart. And my very first day of school, we were tracking a musical that I wrote. It's out this year. It's called We Are Witnesses. It's my sixth one, I think. I was sitting in the back of Warner Brothers. I log on my first day of school, and it's online, which is hard for me. I can't even burn a CD. I don't know technology. I don't know it. But I log on, and the very first class, the very first chapter on the very first class, the very first page at the top of it, it said the metaphysical precondition. I'm like, what does any of that mean? What? I have a Southern accent. I can't even say these words. And he's like, calm down. You can learn the big words as you go. But it really just it means that, for example, this is where I jumped in with school. I haven't been to school in 10 years, and here I am. But it would just be like trying to figure out if you're going to articulate your faith in Jesus, then you have to start with, if you're talking to unbelievers, you have to start with the notion of God. But if you don't believe that God is real and that Bible is His Word and all these, where do you start? Well, you start with what the philosophers did. You start with the thoughts of God, and then you build your case to Christ. And it's been exciting. And I'm happy to say that even at my age, I'm making straight A's so
far.
So I'm very
good
proud.
For you.
And I just told the Lord if He would allow me to do it, I do my best to make him proud of me.
Well, good.
And I'm loving it.
Great. You are listening to Danny's Diary, a podcast powered by Singing News. Speaking of Singing News magazine, you can have that delivered to your home each and every month, and you too can read what's going on in the column of Kenna Turner West. It's called On the Shoulders of Giants. And if you are not subscribing to Singing News magazine, we can fix that with one simple phone call. The number is 800-527-5226, 800-527-5226, or visit singingnews.com, click on subscribe, and it will walk you through the process. It's a great way to keep up with everything that's going on in the world of Southern gospel music. Our guest today, Kenna Turner West, all three names of her. She is with us, and Kenna, we're going to change the tone just a little bit. I'm going to put you on the spot.
Oh, my word.
I'm going to throw out four names to you.
Oh, my.
And I want your first reaction to each of these names. Here we go. Karen Peck Gooch.
Happy.
Okay. Noted. Lauren Talley.
Smart. Look, I'm thinking all adjectives, but these are smart, funny, talented women. Okay, I'm so nervous. If Lauren hears this, she'll probably pay me for that one.
Okay.
She's brilliant.
Okay. Lee Black.
Oh, my goodness. Multifaceted. I mean, he writes and he sings and he plays. I mean, he can do it all.
He does. I mean, he is one of those individuals that you just look at and it's like, okay, is there anything he cannot do?
No, there's nothing he can't do.
All right. Now, here's a little bit of a curve for you.
Okay.
Not really. James Blackwood.
Legacy? I don't even think. I'm just blurting.
Oh, you're
just
doing
blurting.
Great. You're doing great.
Legacy. Look what he's done. Like with his, of course, his family, the Blacker brothers, that's huge. And the influence they had from the early days in the plane crash. And then through the 80s, their song Learning to Lean was number one for like 18 months
18
or something
months,
crazy.
I think.
But even him hiring my dad. My dad watched them on TV as a little kid. No, actually it wasn't TV. It was radio. Excuse me. And I think it was the Arthur Godfrey talent show or something. And as a little kid, I sound like my dad today because of allergies. I sound like a bass singer. But he said, you know what? I want to sing with him one day, Lord. And he had this crazy little thing in his little kid heart of like 8 years old, you know, that he wanted to do that. And he told the Lord he'd like to do that one day.
And there he did.
And there he did. James called him in 1971.
Of course, your dad also spent a little time on the bus of the Dixie Echoes.
Yes, he did.
Right. You know, as a child of a Southern gospel music legend, does that put any pressure on you to live up to some of the things that he's achieved, albeit in your corner of the world? Do you feel a little bit of pressure that, are you very content to know that he's achieved a lot and I'm doing my thing and we're just doing everything we can to point everybody to Christ? Is that where you are at your life?
Yeah, because what we do is different. I think if I was a female singer and my mom was a singer, then you might compare what you do. You can't help but look at that. Like if your dad's a doctor and you're a doctor. My dad's a bass singer and a very funny entertainer. And my world is so different. I think on some levels, I do live my life with in the back of my brain, I hope I make my daddy proud.
Mm-hmm.
But my daddy calls me every single Sunday. And normally we talk about football. It's, you know, it's not so much of that at this right now. But every Sunday he'll say to me, well, I'm listening to you going down the road and you make me so proud. And then I cry. And because, I mean, he's my hero.
Oh, nothing wrong with that, having Ken Turner as your
there
hero.
You and you know, he taught me too, Danny. He taught me that it's important if you're singing. I joke a lot. Now, today I'm not all the way awake, but I joke a whole lot because I think it lets people relax with you. So then when you go serious, they go with you. Like when I'm in concert, I tell people about second song in, that people make me nervous. I tell you all the time, you make me afraid. Because you have a dry sense of humor and you make me nervous. But I think I can't really mess this up. It's radio kind of stuff here. And even if I mess up, nobody can still see me. But my most embarrassing moment was at my wedding. And I was crying, walking in with my flowers. And I was crying, walking, paying attention to the video on me. And I kind of lost sync of what I was thinking about. And I just, and I blew a bubble out my nose. So I figure anything this side of that today, I'm okay. Daddy taught me to laugh at that stuff.
Well, I can honestly tell you, you are the only person to ever appear on this podcast and say what you just said.
Bubble out
so,
my nose. There
yes,
you go.
Yes.
Well,
so,
somebody had
so
to
congratulations.
Do it. You're welcome.
You are the original, the only one.
You're welcome.
Our guest today has been Kenna Turner West.
We're going to end with that.
Yes, we are. Lasting impression.
Oh, my
hey,
goodness.
Thanks for coming by, Kenna. It's been great.
My great joy.
All right, everyone. Make sure you look for the announcement for the next Danny's Diary, a podcast powered by Singing News. We will see you then.